Hello, beautiful people. You're listening to the Two Stream with me, the Wolf. I've got some absolute beauties up my sleeve. Okay, a few things about who we are. We are two. Truth will out. We're a powerful pack of people united in pursuing and living the truth, demonstrating through acts of love and celebration how to transform and create a more beautiful world.
Truth will out.
First show, we have Slamboree with a track called Their Game, Their Rules, featuring Adam Freeland and Bill Hicks. This is a beauty.
Your cell phone, your wallet, your time, your ideas, no barcode, no party, no ID, no beers, your bank card, your license, your thoughts, your fears, no SIM card, no disco, no photo, not here, your blood, your sweat, your passions, your regrets, your profits, your time off, your fashions, your sex, your pills, your grass, your tits, your ass, your laughs, your balls,
we want your soul.
Your government is in control again. Here, here's American Gladiators. Watch this. Shut up. Go back to bed, America. Here is American Gladiators. Here is 56 channels of it. Watch these pituary retards bang their fucking skulls together and congratulate you on living in the land of freedom. Here you go, America. You are free to do as we tell you. You are free to do as we tell you.
The greatest form of control is where you think you're free when you're being fundamentally manipulated and dictated. One form of dictatorship is being in a prison cell and you can see the bars and touch it. The other one is sitting in a prison cell but you can't see the bar, you think you're free.
What the human race is suffering from is mass hypnosis. We are being hypnotized by people like this. Newsreaders, politicians, teachers, lecturers.
We are in a country and in a world that is being run by unbelievably sick people. The chasm between what we're told is going on and what is really going on is absolutely enormous.
It's like we all know what's going down, but no one's saying shit. What happened to the home of the brave? These motherfuckers, they controlling us now, and no one's talking about how they made us proud to be slaves. And everybody's just walking around, head in the clouds, and won't awaken to a dead in the grave. But then it's too late, we need to be ready to raise up. Welcome to the end of day.
Everybody is slaves, only some are aware that the government releasing poison in the air. That's the reason I collect so many guns in my lair. I ain't never caught slipping, never underprepared. Yeah, they shade sign on me, they just bring it proudly. George Bush, the grandson of Aleister Crowley. They want you to believe the lie that the enemy's Saudi. The enemy ain't Saudi, the enemy around me. It's fluoride in the water, but nobody know that. It's also a prominent ingredient in Prozac.
For real?
How could any government bestow that upon people who believe in political throwback? That's not all that I'm here to present you. I know about the Black Pope in Solomon's Temple.
Yeah.
About the Vatican assassins and how they will get you. And how they clone Barack Hussein Obama in a test tube.
It's like we all know what's going down, but no one's saying shit. What happened to the home of the brave? These motherfuckers, they controlling us now, and no one's talking about how they made us proud to be slaves. And everybody's just walking around, head in the clouds, and won't awaken to a dead in the grave. But then it's too late, we need to be ready to raise up. Welcome to the end.
Whoever built the pyramids had knowledge of electrical power. And you know that that's the information that they suppress and devour. Who you sick the motherfuckers that crashed in the tower? Who you sick that made it turn into ash in an hour? The same ones that invaded your own. The ones that never told you about the skeletons on the moon. Yeah, the ones that poison all the food you consume. The ones that never told you about the Mount Vesuvius tombs. The bird flu is a lie, the swan flu is a lie. Why would that even come as a surprise? Yeah, the polio vaccine made you die. It caused cancer and it cost a lot of people their lives. Do y'all know about Bohemian Grove? How the world leaders sacrifice the children in robes? Lucifer is God in the public school system. I suggest you open up your ears and you listen.
It's like we all know what's going down, but no one's saying shit. What happened to the home of the brave? These motherfuckers, they controlling us now, and no one's talking about how they made us proud to be slaves. And everybody's just walking around, head in the clouds, and won't awaken to a dead in the grave. But then it's too late, we need to be ready to raise up. Welcome to the end of day.
The greatest hypnotist on planet Earth is a oblong box in the corner of the room. It is constantly telling us what to believe is real.
If you can persuade them that what they see with their eyes is what there is to see, you've got them. Because they'll laugh in the face of an explanation that portrays the bigger picture of what's happening. And they have.
That was End of Days by Vinnie Paz, featuring Block McLeod. Now, a couple of words from my associate, Foxy, about our manifesto.
Choose to question the narrative. Choose hope. Trust in your instincts and action. Choose a fucking big party.
Hey, nice one, Foxy.
Truth without.
Whether long-range weapon or suicide bomb, a wicked mind is a weapon of mass destruction. Whether your Soloway's son or BBC One, misinformation is a weapon of mass destruction. You could a Caucasian or a poor Asian. Racism is a weapon of mass destruction. Whether inflation or globalization, fear is a weapon of mass destruction. My dad came into my room holding his hat. I knew he was leaving. He sat on my bed, told me some facts. Son, I have a duty calling on me. You and your sister, be brave, my little soldier. And don't forget all I told you. You're the mister of the house, now remember this. And when you wake up in the morning, give your mama a kiss. Then I had to say goodbye. In the morning, woke mama with a kiss on each eyelid. Even though I'm only a kid, certain things can't be hid. Mama grabbed me, held me like I was made of gold, but left her in the stories untold. I said, Mama, it'll be alright when Daddy comes home tonight. Whether long-range weapon or suicide bomb, a wicked mind is a weapon of mass destruction. Whether your Soloway's son or BBC One, misinformation is a weapon of mass destruction. You could a Caucasian or a poor Asian. Racism is a weapon of mass destruction. Whether inflation or globalization, fear is a weapon of mass destruction. Whether Halliburton, Enron or anyone, greed is a weapon of mass destruction. We need to find courage, overcome. Inaction is a weapon of mass destruction. Inaction is a weapon of mass destruction. Inaction is a weapon of mass destruction. My story stops here. Let's be clear, this scenario is happening everywhere. And you ain't going to Nirvana or Farvana. You coming right back here to live out your karma with even more drama than previously. Seriously. Just how many centuries have we been waiting for someone else to make us free? And we refuse to see that people overseas suffer just like we. Bad leadership and egos unfettered and free, to feed on the people they supposed to lead. I don't need big people to pray and wait for the Lord to make it all straight. There's only now I do it right, cause I don't want your daddy leaving home tonight. Whether long-range weapon or suicide bomb, a wicked mind is a weapon of mass destruction. Whether your Soloway's son or BBC One, misinformation is a weapon of mass destruction. You could a Caucasian or a poor Asian. Racism is a weapon of mass destruction. Whether inflation or globalization, fear is a weapon of mass destruction. Whether Halliburton, Enron or anyone, greed is a weapon of mass destruction. We need to find courage, overcome. Inaction is a weapon of mass destruction. Inaction is a weapon of mass destruction. Inaction is a weapon of mass destruction.
Hey, what an absolute corker of a tune, Faithless with Mass Destruction. Okay, we've got a new feature here. We're going to introduce you to our friend, Mr. Lizard. He's our professional conspiracy theorist over here at 2, reporting from his tinfoil hut in the desert. Come on, mate, how's it going?
Thank you, DeWolf. It's Mr. Lizard here. I've come to make some astonishing remarks on the new world order. You can always rely on me for the kind of thing. So I have in my hand a manifesto of the alleged new world order. I shall read it to you. I have my sources, don't you know? Okay. I shall read now. How does it feel when you treat me like you do, and you've laid your hands upon me and told me who you are, Lizard? I thought I was mistaken, and I thought I heard your words. Tell me, how do I feel? Tell me now, how do I feel, Lizard? Those who came before me lived through their vocations from the past until completion. They will turn away no more. And I still find it so hard to say what I need to say, but I'm quite sure that you'll tell me just how I should feel today. I see a ship in the harbor. I can and shall obey. that if it wasn't for your misfortunes, I'd be a heavenly person today. And I thought I was mistaken, Lizard. And I thought I heard you speak. Tell me, how do you feel? Tell me, how should I feel? Someone's calling. Sorry, just give me 1 second. What? What do you mean? Oh, fuck. Okay, Mr. Lizard might have made a mistake there. You know, the internet is a big place. That wasn't actually the New World Order manifesto. It was a song by New Order called Blue Monday. Oh, for fuck's sake. Anyway, back over to you. Fuck this.
Oh. Oh, okay. Well, thanks, Mr. Lizard. Maybe you could fact check a bit better next time.
Don't give me another screen. I spent all day looking at one on my laptop. It's called work. Don't give me another screen. I spent all night looking at a 70-inch television. It's called leisure. Dark City versus Bolton Wanderers in the best league in the world. Don't buy me a Kindle for Christmas. Just come by and rekindle my heart. Don't make me your Facebook friend. Just come by and drive me round the bend. Don't give me another screen. I don't need an iPad to make me dream. Don't give me another scream. Don't give me another scream. I'll scream and scream and scream and scream.
This is a classic, cold cut and ecstatic, with a track called Timber.
Thank you. What sort of future world do we want to live in? I, for one, hope very much that it's not one where we all are asked for our ID every minute of the day and to show health certificates.
This world is full of dumb fucks, and I don't mean you in here. Most as thick as two short planks, idiocy we should fear. We're all sitting at Bullshit Junction, no one gives a fuck. There's enough bullshit in this media to fill a fucking truck. They'll believe a thing they read and everything that's said, and now they're full of bullshit inside their heads. And I think the public know it, so why do they just sit? Cause they love the smell of bullshit, they love the taste of it. If the dirty politicians were thrown into jail for false information, it could make the whole thing fail. I'm sure this whole system could really fall apart, but these people are afraid of change and making a new start. So they'll believe a thing they read and everything that's said, and now they're full of bullshit inside their heads. And I think the public know it, so why do they just sit? Cause they love the smell of bullshit, they love the taste of it. This world is full of trickery, and it's something that I fear. What we need is transparency, our fate is pretty clear. We're all sitting at Bullshit Junction and no one gives a fuck. I think their time is running out, they've really pushed their luck. Oh, they'll believe a thing they read and everything that's said, and now they're full of bullshit inside their heads. And I think the public know it, so why do they just sit? Cause they love the smell of
That was a track called Bullshit by Caitlin Mary McLaughlin, a newcomer. Absolute gorgeous track there. Now a little word on control from some cunt in the 80s.
Because I'm supposed to be directing your case because it's primarily a psychiatric matter. And I must confess I take exception to your doing that.
Well, I thought it was something permanent. I needed something to establish that I was doing what I was doing.
It's a medical matter. It isn't a personal choice. I like to be informed. See, once again, you're overstepping the mark, and I don't like it, one bit. I don't wish to appear to be petulant, but really, you're not arranging this affair in a manner that fits our protocol. We like to do it in our way, where we know what's going on. And I don't like people who step out of line. I find that it's, to say the very least, irritating.
I'm finding having difficulties with the guy I'm living with.
So do many of my patients with their associates. Why should you be different? I don't think you've conducted yourself particularly tactfully in all this. And there, I think, the interview will end. Thank you very much.
Love life. Respect death. 2020 to 2021. This is dedicated to those that never made it through this tough year. Those that kept faith even when their fate was unclear. Those that clung to dear life in weird times of such fear. Outlast till clouds pass, we will see the sun here. On top of all the obstacles, optimism impossible. Drop a thought for a lot of small businesses that lost it all. Independent artists that never got an album signed. Many a music venue got snaked and left out to dry. Some afraid to mention it, speak in the face of censorship. Some without a home when there's many a vacant premises. Those that chose to rise above their trauma and shine harder, grinding grafters, foot of the mountain that climb faster. Over a million people, no recourse to public funds. On these cold nights, just hold tight till the summer comes. Just know you'll be on top of the mountain when said and done. Here's to a less painful 2021, I believe.
I believe my future's gonna bring me greater things. Yes, I believe we can be anything. Ain't impossible, it's easy to achieve. Ain't nothing wrong, you can chase your dream. making it. And of course I believe in justice, no matter who's receiving it. Believing almost nothing, I am told, is the status quo. Cause history show how the lies unfold. I believe we can use the term conspiracy theory to discredit inconvenient ideas without the slightest query. Not that they're necessarily correct, but the world we have created is one that's blatantly tainted with regurgitating hatreds. And those at the top think we're pawns there for their controlling. It's about maintaining the privilege that they've already stolen. But we the people can feel our consciousness is changing. So no matter how they brutalize, they cannot restrain it. I believe every child's a born genius. They're just taught how not to be and place barriers between us. I don't believe in human nature, just conditioned behavior. I don't believe your oppressor could ever, would ever be your savior.
Money and investing. I believe in God, but religion, that's the next thing. Terrorism and recession was made to force us into submission. Now look, everybody's stressing, it's a deadly weapon. Gotta stay two steps ahead of them. I'm like Nat Turner with a big strap, I'm dead in them. Born and raised in Edmonton, but the struggle's universal in the hood. Trust is minimal, cause anyone can hurt you. I believe in my talent, so I use it. Praying one day real music can move units. We do this, but we ain't appealing to little school kids. That's why labels think we're intimidating. Bullshit, I prefer the word educated. Yes, I'm rated, but sometimes I feel underestimated. I'm only 23, rebelling in this crazy city. I can't do this by myself, I need you lot to change it with me. I believe
Low Key, a track called I Still Believe, featuring Akella and Black the Ripper. Absolutely gorgeous. I'm going to turn you over now to the Boondock Saints for a little snippet on what they think about indifference.
Now, we must all fear evil men. But there is another kind of evil which we must fear most. And that is the indifference of good men.
Everybody's gotta live, and everybody's gonna die. Everybody's gotta live. I think you know the reason why.
I do believe the Messenger's finally got the point.
Sometime I go and get so good, then again it gets pretty rough. But when I have you in my arms, baby, you know I just can't get enough.
Everybody's gonna have a good time.
began to ask questions. And those questions began to sound like thunder in my spirit. Social questions, political questions, questions of the individual and reality. That's where it started.
I wanna be better than oxygen, so you can breathe when you're drowning and weak in the knees. I wanna speak louder than Ritalin for all the children who think that they've got a disease. I wanna be cooler than TV for all the kids that are wondering what they're going to be. We can be stronger than bombs if you're singing along and you know that you really believe. We can be richer than industry as long as we know that there's things that we don't really need. We can speak louder than ignorance, 'cause we speak in silence every time our eyes meet. On and on it goes, the world it just keeps spinning, until I'm dizzy, time to breathe. So close my eyes and start again anew. Sometimes at night the evening news follows after me and waits for me there in the window beside my bed. From there it watches like a shadow of apathy, 'cause fear is a weapon, it keeps me from looking ahead. Until I whisper, just as these blankets cover me, the future is meant to be, nothing can stop its intent. I look for heroes in my search for identity, but none of them seem to be quite what they want me to think. They're put together just like parts in a factory that builds personalities and sells them on TV. I go and meditate for days in my closet to shut out these prophets who show me the ways I should be. On and on it goes, the world it just keeps spinning, until I'm dizzy, time to breathe. So close my eyes and start again anew. If I'm afraid to catch a dream, I weave your baskets and I float them down the river stream. Each one I weave with words I speak, to carry love to your relief. Wanna be better than oxygen, so you can breathe when you're drowning and weak in the knees. I wanna speak louder than Ritalin for all the children who think that they've got a disease. I wanna be cooler than TV for all the kids that are wondering what they're going to be. We can be stronger than bombs if you're singing, and you know that you really believe. We can be richer than industry as long as we know that there's things that we don't really need. We can speak louder than ignorance, 'cause we speak in silence every time our eyes meet. On and on it goes, the world it just keeps, until I'm dizzy, time to breathe. So close my eyes and start again anew.
That That was our last track for this debut session, my friends. That was Willie Mason, Oxygen. That was the original version that I found. Do you like the second verse about the news? It was cheeky, wasn't it? Very apt. Okay, beautiful people, it's been an absolute pleasure to introduce you to what we're up to and how it's going to move forward.
I am powerful. Oh, we got to do that again. I am powerful. I am beautiful,
I am beautiful,
and I am free.
I am free.
Thank you, guys.